This is Mitch McGarry of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you're listening to the Down to Dunk Podcast.
Welcome to episode 230 of the Down to Dunk Podcast. Thursday night podcast at my house. I'm Luke, here with Jay, Taylor, and Andrew, and our two special guests, Alex Spears and Dane Carr.
Hey.
What up?
It is currently halftime of the Clippers Thunder game.
69-65.
Yeah.
A game that nobody cares about.
Are you really down if you allow a team to score 69 points and a half?
So the Thunder are currently sitting at 52-23 over the last week since we last had a podcast. They lost to Detroit 88-82. They beat Toronto and maybe one of their best wins of the season, 119-100 in Toronto. They beat San Antonio on Saturday night, 111-92 in a game that San Antonio played nobody. And then they played Utah on Thursday and beat them 113-91. All right, guys, we got a lot of us, so let's talk about what we've been thinking about the Thunder over the last week.
I think you're right with the Toronto game that was maybe one of their most impressive wins. To win in Toronto, even though they're not playing well, for this team who, I mean, they've just been disappointing most of the season, it feels like. It feels like they, when they come up, go up against a team that's actually good, that they often disappoint or they just aren't able to win. And they just stomped them. So I thought that was really impressive. And then just our hatred for Reggie Jackson has just been like...
It's growing.
Just rejuvenated and even more than it was.
Almost every Twitter question we had was about Reggie Jackson and the hate for
He's
him.
The worst. He is the worst.
So any thoughts from any of those games that stood out to you? Watching Utah play recently, I feel like that... You know, they ended up winning by 22 points. That's a great win as well, obviously, at home. The Thunder were on a roll, or are on a roll, I guess, until they lost to Detroit. They're playing the night against the Clippers. It's winding down, and you're kind of seeing that the season is getting less and less important regular season.
Yeah.
Everybody's ready for the playoffs. They're kind of set in the third seed, and Clippers are sitting most of their players tonight, and so they're kind of continuing that they'll be the four seed. And so the season's winding down, and so they're starting to rest players. They rested Serge and Kevin against Detroit. And so there's, I'm assuming, more of that. They played back-to-back on Tuesday and Wednesday this upcoming week. And so they're winding down. Any thoughts on any of those games? Alex, Dane, Taylor, Luke, anything you got for us?
I don't really have anything.
I thought the Utah one was almost as impressive as the Raptors game, just because Utah has been playing really well. That game last night against the Warriors was insane.
Did you watch the end of that game?
Yes.
It was so sad. They should have won that game. The freaking offensive rebound from Sean Livingston. That was really depressing.
Especially Utah's been playing really well defensively, and to score 113 points against them. I know they ended up playing you know, their C team most of the game because Oklahoma City just destroyed them in the first half. But I was impressed that they scored that easily against the Jazz. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know what your guys' opinion are of who you want and don't want the Thunder to play. But I'm definitely in the not wanting to play the Jazz, even though they blew them out. I just don't want to. I would rather deal with the Blazers.
Yeah, I honestly don't think that it really matters.
It probably doesn't.
Who they play. But I'm with you that really, I don't want them to play either the Jazz or the Rockets. Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to avoid any teams, like, those are the two teams.
Even though they've been, like, great against those two teams, I still don't want
them. Like, the Rockets, like, they've been so bad. But, like, you still look at them and you're like, I know that you can be better than this. Like, you can be so much better than this. And I don't know. Like, you just wonder if, like, the play. Oh, Luke?
My washer's peeing. I can't. You just
think, like, maybe they can get it together. Maybe Trevor Ariza won't be a garbage player. Maybe, you know, maybe Dwight Howard has shown up in the playoffs the last several years. Like, he could be really legit. That's so loud, Luke.
So I don't know. If you're looking at the fact of... So you're assumption is that it's going to be the Blazers, the Rockets, and the Jazz. So the Mavericks are going to be the ones that fall out of that.
The Mavs probably fall out. And then, I mean, there's a chance. I mean, the Grizzlies could fall anywhere between 5 and 8. Like, we just don't really know what's going to happen. I mean, nobody really knows what's going to happen there. So, I mean, ideally, the Grizzlies is number one. Like, you would love to play the Grizzlies. And then I think you're right with Portland. Like, they're most of their guys are young, inexperienced. They're not a good defensive team.
They've fallen off.
Yeah, and they have just haven't been as good lately. So I think that that would be an easy out. And then for me, I'd rather play the Jazz and then lastly the Rockets, just because they have a superstar who can score at will. They have a defensive center in Dwight Howard, and then they have role players that make sense around them, but have just. It just hasn't worked, and I don't know if they. I mean, they could put it together. They could do something.
Yeah, I know that we talked about like before. If the Rockets got the 8th seed, we would love to see them get swept by the Warriors. But like that team really could be a problem for the Warriors in the first round. Not that they could actually beat them.
I don't think
but would give them issues because they came out the other day against the Cavs, and you texted me about this. They outscored them 35-16 and won the game against the Cavs.
Yeah,
and so
without LeBron,
that they can play really well. And then they lose tonight against the Bulls without, and Derrick Rose goes out in the second half, and it's like, what's going on with this team?
Well, what's going on with that team is that they're not good, but
they're not good, but they could do something in a series.
You just look at their roster.
The only team I feel like is actually like if, and especially obviously if the Jazz had a point guard, but the Jazz are a team like they're actually a team that I feel like is good.
Yeah, and
can be good,
and I think that they're peaking for them. I still don't think they're great, but they are peaking. They're getting all their guys back. They still don't have a point guard. They have Shelvin Mack. He's not worrying me, but the rest of their team is pretty good.
But if you're going to put them up against any of 5 through 8 in a 7-game series, the Mavericks, the Blazers, or the Grizzlies, you're going to pick the Jazz in all those series.
I'd pick Blazers, too.
Over the Jazz?
Yeah, the Blazers have 2 players that can hurt you. The Jazz have defense, and the Jazz have...
Yeah.
Low post scoring too, and they have Gordon Hayward, and they could
Rodney Hood, man. Rodney Hood.
And Rodney Hood is good.
It's legit, man.
And Portland has CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard.
That's pretty much
all you have to handle.
What scares you all about the Grizzlies? Because I don't
nothing.
Grizzlies.
Of all the, it would be the Grizzlies for sure. Yeah. I don't even understand how they operate.
Give me the Grizz the team all day. Give me Lance Stephenson. So,
have you watched them lately? Like, I don't understand.
They're awesome. They're awesome. They're horrible. They just...
It's awesome, but it's... just don't get it.
They've just been ravaged
with
injuries.
With the flow, and
they've lost 4 in a row. Yeah. Their next games, Toronto, the Magic, the Bulls, Dallas, Golden State, Clippers, Golden State.
They could
easily lose every single
Maybe beat the Magic.
Hey, just
maybe.
An update. Oklahoma City opened up the third on a 12-2 run. And
so you knew that was going to happen.
They actually came out actually trying to play defense.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I was legitimately surprised. I think like analysis on every game from here on out is silly for the Thunder. Like if you're like analyzing each game, you're like, oh, we're not going to be able to do this in the playoffs. We've got to do the playoffs. Like people are going to do that. And it's not like you cannot analyze.
As eloquent as that.
Yeah, you cannot analyze this team game to game. Until the playoffs.
About the Detroit loss,
right? Like, exactly. Just stop. Like if you're somebody who loves to overanalyze games, stop until the playoffs because all these games from here on out are meaningless unless you're fighting for position, which the Thunder are not, or you're fighting to get in the playoffs, and the Thunder are not. So it's meaningless.
So what's
it's
your
gravy?
So I'm assuming that the top 4 seeds in the West are going to pretty much move to the second round with 1 or 2 losses between all of them.
Yeah.
You have any other thoughts on that? Like, because the Clippers and the Grizzlies, like, I feel like that's a 4-1.
If the Grizz hang on, I don't think the Grizz will hang on. But if they do hang on, then it's, yeah. I mean, we could see a lot of sweeps in the first round. We could see a lot of, you know, 5-game series, maybe a 6-gamer at the most. But
which will all be worth it because the conference semifinals, which is will be the Clippers, Warriors, Thunder, Spurs,
be...
the greatest. I mean, that's going to be so much fun to watch.
That'll be great.
Which really sucks. I don't like that. I wish all 3 teams could go to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, let's all mix
them
up.
It'd be strange.
Think about the
make a new court.
Think about the courts.
So Oklahoma City has coming 3 out baskets. So tonight they're playing the Clippers, and then on Sunday they play at Houston, then they play at Denver. They have a little 4-game road trip. They play at Houston, then at Denver and Portland back-to-back on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. And then Saturday of next week, they finish up that road trip at Sacramento. And then the season's pretty much over. They have two games at home against the Lakers and then at San Antonio. And so it's season's winding down, which means it's time for playoffs, which we're excited about.
Yep.
And ready for. I think the season's too long. I mean, not going to that conversation, but
yeah, this would happen whether there was 60 games, 82 games, 50 games, the last few games of the season. If everything's set, they don't matter.
Yeah. Dane?
Hey, you should honestly, send your three basket idea to Tom Haverstraw.
I'll let him know.
Y'all talk about the West a lot, but I'm more excited about the Eastern Conference.
Dane.
No, you're not.
Don't you do that, Dane.
I'm with you, Dane.
It's pretty, I don't know.
What is?
I can't wait for Hawks Hornets.
Oh, my Lord.
I would actually... I kind of can't wait for that, actually. I will watch that.
I mean, it's
Batum Bazemore? Yeah. Who doesn't want to watch that?
Guys, let's move on to Twitter questions.
Twitter questions!
Our first Twitter question comes from at Old Dirty Math, who wants to know which is worse, Serge Ibaka not winning the 2011 dunk contest or Buddy Hield not winning the 2016 AP Player of the Year?
Do we think that Serge Ibaka should have won the dunk contest?
I can't. Who was that? Who was in that one with him?
I don't know. Some teddy bear.
Well, no, I remember his dunks, but who did he lose to?
He didn't get past like his first or second round.
That was when Blake
was it? He jumped over the Kia.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh yes, you're right. Dude, that's an iconic dunk.
All my dunk.
That's the stupidest dunk. I hate dunk contest.
The dunk contest up until really this past one. It's been pretty whack.
I'm actually thrilled that Buddy didn't win because he's getting so hyped up that I'm like terrified for him.
Yeah.
I need him to like get knocked down a few notches before he goes to the NBA. So I really don't want him to end up going like third or fourth pick and they're expecting him to be like the next Klay Thompson or something.
Yeah.
Dude, isn't he still probably going to go top five?
He's going to go top. He could go third. He could go third.
I mean, especially at... I mean, he'll play shooting guard in the NBA.
Yeah.
A position that's desperately needed.
Yes, a position of need. So the 2011 dunk contest, Blake Griffin edges JaVale McGee for the win.
Oh, classic.
Oh.
Let me tell you the Western Conference starters, Chris Paul, Carmelo, Yao Ming, Durant, and Kobe.
Wow.
Starting in that All-Star game.
Thank you for bringing that question. I am mad now. I would actually be more mad about JaVale not winning because he did the two balls.
That was
the same time.
Great.
Like 12 attempts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Dean.
JaVale deserved it. Baron Davis, that was when the Clippers.
Yeah. Yeah, he was hiding in the car and his head popped up.
Yeah.
Popped out of the sunroof. Yeah. All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question.
Let's talk more about that dunk contest.
No. Our next Twitter question comes from at Dustin Talley. And he says he would like at Al Baby Cakes, Alex Spears, to address this Reggie Jackson kerfuffle in his best Sam Presti voice.
I have a prepared statement.
What up, D Talley?
Of course you do, Sam.
Well, you know, I've always said that we sought to establish clear foundational values when building this team. Values like bravery, boldness, belonging, being the best, balance, bliss, buoyancy. And, you know, those were only our B values. I actually developed an A to Z list of 418 values and printed each one off on little strips of paper. And if you've ever been to my office, you'll know that I've littered those strips of paper all over my walls and my ceiling and my floor because those are the values that matter to Thunder basketball. So back to your question. You know, I've always described the process of building a team like pouring concrete because I really identify with concrete. And it's resolve and determination and humility. When you're pouring...
The humility of
concrete. When you're pouring concrete, you know, you set its boundaries and you really just want to let it come to rest on its own, settle down and solidify. Well, occasionally when you're pouring concrete, a small child might come by and use their finger to write something in the concrete. And as a team, you have to have the discipline and focus and emotional resiliency and community and buoyancy to overcome those types of obstacles. Civic pride, endurance, responsibility. Those are three more words that I know. So in the case of Reggie, I would just say that, you know, he did everything we asked of him while he was here, and I just wish him the best of luck in Detroit.
Wow. Yes.
That was...
Thank you, Sam.
Bravo. Oh, that was... I've never been so happy about a Twitter question in my whole life.
That was really good. We'll move on to our next Twitter question that actually comes from Alex.
Oh,
he had an idea.
Yeah. Does this have to do with Deborah Buckets? Because if it is, we move on to the next question.
No, it's not about Deb. It's not about Deborah Buckets.
This is from at Deborah Buckets.
Yeah, he wants to know about the Alex. How about you introduce it?
Okay, so if there's a Mount Rushmore of Thunder villains, and we assume, especially in light of the past week's events, that Reggie Jackson, Patrick Beverley, and James Harden are on that Mount Rushmore, who would you choose as the fourth villain, the fourth Thunder villain? Doesn't have to be a player. It can be anyone. Who would you choose?
Taylor.
I'm it? I'm your fourth villain?
I'm it?
No.
This guy, the guy who did that Oklahoma, ho-ho, City Thunder, hey, hey, that YouTube guy? You don't know it? Look it up.
No, you're not going to choose him, are you?
That guy. No, Blake Griffin, too. Blake Griffin.
What?
I don't like it.
What's happening?
So many fights with Blake Griffin.
Oh, what's happening right now?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Chris Paul is yours?
Mine is Chris Paul.
Chris Paul?
I don't know who else would be.
Andrew, why are you acting so dumbfounded by this? You're getting fights with them all the time.
I know. I'm just, I don't know.
I know. I just like bothering you.
Oh, you really bothered me.
Mine is so easy. This was the easiest question ever.
Oh, man.
It's the storm chaser that has
the long hair one.
Has the long hair.
Yes, the storm chasers.
This is so easy.
That was going to be mine.
They are a hated enemy of all Thunder fans.
Mount Rushmore.
Yes, the guy who you can hear him on the broadcast. I mean, you hear him.
He does not deserve that recognition.
Climbed into a mountain, Andrew.
Yeah,
he does
permanently
of hatred.
Yeah, I know, but he still gets the recognition. Okay, mine, April 19th, 2008. Only two owners voted against OKC moving from Seattle. Who were they?
Mark Cuban was one of them.
Correct. That's the only one that matters. Forget the other one. November 10th, 2014. We were going through a lot of hardships here in OKC. A lot of guys were injured. Mark Cuban said, the question I don't think anyone has asked is, why don't they pull a David Robinson and try to get Tim Duncan? Shut up, Mark. Let us worry about our own team. Okay? February 7th, 2015. Some people thought that KD shouldn't have made the All-Star team because they were so injured. KD said, whoever wants to this spot can play me one-on-one for it. Cuban responded, I beat Dirk. I can beat him. No, you can't, Mark. You can't beat Kevin. July 8th, 2015. Chris Mannix tweets, a byproduct of Dallas's offseason haul. I'm told the Mavs now believe they are legitimate contenders in next summer's Kevin Durant sweepstakes. Quite the turnaround in Big D. This is before the DeAndre Jordan fiasco. I think Mark Cuban is trash. I love rooting against him. I think he's a great villain. Like, I actually like Mark Cuban, but I like hating him. I like sports hating
him. He's a great heel.
And I'm just thrilled he's in the league. I like that, you know, even going back to the 2011 Western Conference Finals, Game 4, we're up by 15 with 5 minutes to go. It was at that game that, like, solidified my hatred of Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that game. And the Game 5, too, because we were up in that game as well.
Yeah.
And I've just always disliked Mark Cuban ever since then. And this season has been an absolute thrill.
Do you get pleasure out of the Mavericks losing?
Yeah. I think the Mavericks are my least favorite team.
So what's your power what's your power rankings of teams that you take pleasure in them losing? Who's number one?
It was Houston.
Rockets?
Yeah.
Has to be the Rockets.
I'll still say Rockets number one.
Okay.
Dallas number two.
Okay.
I'd probably go Kings next.
You like the Kings losing.
Yeah.
What'd you think about last night? What about the clapping?
That was amazing.
I loved it.
It was pretty funny.
That was awesome. Yeah, what about the Zards? Like, the Zards are number two for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Why? House of
because
Guards?
Because of the KD stuff?
Because of the KD stuff. Yeah, of course.
No, it's House of Guards because they have Bradley Beal and John Wall.
You should have said Zards.
House of Zards.
Did.
Well, hey, in case you're wondering about an update, Austin Rivers is single-handedly destroying Oklahoma City. Classic. And they are up 90-83 right now.
You guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question.
In case you're listening to this as you're
live somehow.
Jay, catching up on your DVR.
Jew. Jay, who's your fourth Rushmore
I said Chris Paul.
Chris Paul?
Yeah, I mean, until I thought about Storm Chasers and Mark Cuban.
I know. I
Mark Cuban would be a great face on the mountain.
Actually, yeah. I do have
one. All right, Dane has one. Here he comes.
I wasn't going to do it, but mine is Grant Long.
Yes.
Oh.
Because, one, I think he still owes that jewelry store some money.
I think he does.
If you don't know Grant Long, he was the color commentator the last, what,
the former color commentator.
And then he left us with, you know, so.
He kind of laid the groundwork for Michael Cage, like how to do bad color commentary. Like,
and he's still so much better than Cage.
It's actually unreal how, like, it almost seems like Michael Cage is trying to be like Grant Long, but he just doesn't know how to do.
You know what I love is, like, Brian Davis is kind of ripping on Cage night to night. He's like, Cage, what do we need to do to shut down your Twitter?
Well, you know, partner, like I always
That's
say.
Nasty.
Who
you know, I always say that. It's nasty.
Who helped Cage pick out his glasses?
I don't know. Cage.
They're the
That's Cage.
They're the worst.
All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question.
Cage is mine.
Next Twitter question comes from at Tim Kurtz. And he wants to know, if OKC can't win it all this year, would you rather see a Golden State repeat, LeBron win one for the land, or a current dark horse?
Give me a dark horse.
I mean, so who's your dark... So, for me, only team that I'd be, like, excited for them to win would be Toronto. But they have no chance.
What about San Antonio?
No, I don't...
Whatever. Tired of them winning.
Really? I'd rather see Golden State win as much as I'd see San Antonio.
I'd rather see Golden State win just because... I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I feel like this personal battle against fans of 90s basketball. And I think it'd be awesome if we were alive for the greatest team in the regular season, and if they won, and it would shut up all the MJ fans, and they would have nothing left to say. It would be wonderful. I'd be totally for that.
Because
I do not feel that way.
I texted Alex. It was right after they chose the All-Star lineups, and Charles Barkley was going off about how Tony Parker should have made the All-Star team. It's like, I don't think he understands...
Basketball?
Yeah.
Which
like
is
his,
weird
his,
for being such
his
a great
stats
player.
Are way down, and then we started talking about how Charles Barkley just... He really doesn't like today's NBA. Like he's stuck.
Well, he's admitted that he doesn't watch the game.
He's one of those old
when
school.
When he's not covering it, like, so, he doesn't.
He's
watch
one of those
it.
Old school NBA types.
So one
where
of my it's
like
random. Like randomly, I'll listen to ESPN radio, and this exact moment was a very. It was a really cool time to actually listen to it because it was like started this whole fury of insanity as far as NBA. And so I'm listening on my way to the airport to travel. And I'm on the way in that Oscar Robertson interview where he says that he basically trashes Steph Curry, Warriors, and the basketball today. I'm listening to it live, and I'm just like, this guy has lost his mind. Because they asked him, like, where would you rank Steph as far as one of the all-time greatest shooters? And he starts talking about, like, third-string shooting guards on some of his Milwaukee teams as part of this. And I'm with you in some sense. Like it's the dumbest arguments ever. Like, how would the 2001 Lakers do against the Warriors? Like, I hate those conversations, but I get it. Like, this team would finish with 73-plus wins, win the championship. And so as far as teams out of that, because I'm over LeBron. Like, this season has made me just dislike him even more than I would have after the – announcement conversation because he's just weird.
I feel the same way. Unless he leaves again, then I'll be totally on his side again.
I just don't think it'll change the 90s Bulls conversation. I don't think it'll change any conversations at all.
It won't, but we'll have more ammo.
I don't know. I think that
modern basketball.
I think that the people who cover the Warriors are so insufferable that I would rather them lose because I just can't handle a lot of the people who cover the Warriors are just. They're just such like elitist people that they're
like
hard to listen
that
to.
We're not going to name.
And we just keep listening to them
if the
over
Thunder
and over and over
in that position. I would be such a huge douche.
No. The people who cover the Warriors were already
absolutely.
They were already that way. Like Royce Young and like Slater and like those guys aren't like that. Like the people who cover the Warriors were already like that, but then when given the ammunition are even worse.
Been to San Francisco?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have not.
Like, it just kind of, you can't be surprised.
My mom just got back. She had a lovely time.
I don't know. Sometimes I just can't handle the people that cover the Warriors.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you. So, you want the Spurs?
Yeah, I'd rather the Spurs win. If the Thunder don't win, I'd rather the Spurs win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on. I love Pop.
Duncan will retire.
What's the original question again?
Who knows, Nate?
If the Warriors don't win, who do you want to win?
Basically, if the City can't win, who do you want to win?
Yeah, if OKC can't win, who's going to win? Who do you want to win? I'd rather the Spurs win it.
I might go Spurs. I don't know.
great answer. Next question.
Let's move on to our next Twitter question.
Blake is on fire tonight.
Our next Twitter question comes from @Jason_Broyles, who wants to know, who would you like to see punch Reggie Jackson in the face the most? Steven Adams, Ibaka, Collison, or Westbrook?
I think Collison, because I think it would mean so much coming from Nick Collison. It would mean so much to the community and to the fans and to the players if Nick Collison stepped up and punched somebody. Because, like, you just don't, you can't imagine him doing it. Like, you just don't even see him doing it. But
it's
if he actually did it, you'd be like, well, yeah, you punched him. Of course he did. Like, everyone would, if he punched him, that means everybody has punched him, basically.
Yeah. Think of how much that would tell us as fans, like how awful Reggie really was.
Yes.
If Nick Collison.
That's right.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
He was that.
Because we know, like, those other guys can get pretty emotional. Yeah. And, like, Steven Adams, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, he's probably punched a ton of people. Like, I don't
think Steven Adams would, like, do a wind up thing and then punch him.
Does he do
just
that?
Just to be funny.
I don't know.
He tries to be funny a lot.
Can we talk about the Reggie Jackson thing real quick?
Let's do it.
Because I am on Team Reggie.
Get out of this house right now.
Let me explain
get out.
Myself.
Go. Wow. I don't even want to hear the explanation. Just get out.
No, listen. Would you have rather him not done anything? It makes it more fun for Reggie to act this way and for us to have another villain. He knows he's a villain, and he like lives up to it, and he does what we want him to do. And so we have this villain that we can hate, and that's fun. And it wouldn't be fun if he was just like a normal guy. I was like, yeah, I really enjoyed my time in Oklahoma City. Like, that's what every other player in the league does, and it's boring.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's true, especially when I think, like, fans in Detroit. Like, when we had Cantor going to Utah, and he walked out and, like, talked trash to the crowd.
If you're on their side, here's the thing. I don't like hating things. I don't like Reggie's attitude.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Here, tell me this. I've created a list. Tell me if you hate Reggie Jackson or this thing more.
Okay.
Number one, Nickelback.
Reggie.
I like Nickelback in that when people do karaoke Nickelback and they're good, there's nothing better. It's so good.
It's a pretty good argument.
I saw a woman do it once, Nickelback, and it was the best karaoke I've ever seen.
Yeah, what song did she do?
I don't remember.
I want to get into this combo a little
more. So
let's do that. All right, next one, Grape Nuts. Reggie or Grape Nuts?
Reggie.
Grape Nuts are good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who I was here with. Now I do.
Why do you hate Grape Nuts so bad?
It's a waste of cereal. It's a waste.
Cereal, though.
It does kind of taste like pebbles and some milk.
It's a waste.
Put some good pebbles.
Pebbles and instant milk.
Put some good pebbles. Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo or Reggie?
Dude, Reggie. I'll eat Taco Mayo right now.
No, I don't.
Seriously, will you go get us some Taco Mayo?
At the end of this, I'm not going to like anyone, I guess.
I don't like Taco
Mayo. Taco Mayo's on the bottom of my taco fast food place.
But I still enjoy it more than Reggie. Yeah.
Okay. Uncle Cracker.
Oh, God.
What was his song?
Hold on. I got you.
Okay.
He sang one with Cheryl. No, wait. Yeah, Cheryl Crow.
You're thinking of Kid Rock. Oh,
yeah. Which is who found Uncle Cracker.
Are you thinking of Soak Up the Sun?
Follow me. Everything is all right.
I like that song too.
I remember now.
you can shut up now, Jay.
I remember.
I definitely hate Uncle Cracker more than Reggie.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, good.
Is that the end of your list?
No.
Andrew, you said you hate hating stuff, and you've just named all these things.
I don't like this. I don't like doing this, but I just do it.
Well, keep going.
You literally have a list of things you hate to hate.
Soggy French fries?
Nothing worse.
Reggie's worse.
Yeah.
If they're salty,
I don't like them.
Eat them with a fork.
You ever have queso fries? Those get soggy.
Okay. Ocean meat.
What's that?
Ocean meat. Ocean meat. Sounds disgusting.
It's the new Arby's sandwich. They're advertising it as ocean meat.
It's because they can't. It's not like a type of fish. It's
yeah, that's lot. Weird.
It's a collection. It's just,
I definitely hate ocean meat more than Reggie Jackson.
Let me ask you something though. Do you not like showboating? Are you against showboating? Because I am pro showboating. I want showboating in every game.
If it's the team I'm rooting for,
I like
it. The
issue is the fact that we've not liked Reggie since last.
There's a history there. There's a history.
I know that's what makes good villains great villains.
It's why I like professional wrestling.
I hate him. All right. Ultimately, we have to take a vote here. Do we hate Reggie Jackson or Patrick Beverly worse? I hate Patrick Beverly worse.
Beverly.
Yeah, I
Beverly,
yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're right.
That injury at that time with that team
ruined everything.
And what they could have done that year.
Well, it's not like he's done anything like good since then.
That's what he's known for. Why he's famous.
Yeah. He's always that way.
Right. Had he not done that, would he even be like a famous athlete? And honestly, how many people would know him?
If this team blows up this summer, like worst case scenario, I will always look back to that play.
Can blame him.
Yes, I will blame him.
You aren't here with us, but Alex got a little bit emotional.
He did.
When he mentioned that. It's a little single tear.
True. It just makes me so mad. Well, he didn't have to dive in like that.
Call the timeout!
Patrick.
As a Suns fan, I always look back to the Spurs Suns series.
Dan, you can put the mic down now.
All right, guys, let's move on to our last Twitter question. It comes from @ThunderMob405, who wants to know which bench player has to show up for OKC to make a deep playoff push. Waiters, Foy, Roberson, or Singler?
All right, I want to hear Alex's response to this.
So this is actually my stat of the week. I'm preemptively giving it to you.
Preemptively giving it to us.
Premature stat of the week. So my answer is Dion Waiters.
Oh my god.
Two reasons. Why'd you say oh my god?
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to say Dion.
Oh, two reasons. One, I think he's going to play more minutes than those other guys that were listed. Two, listen to the stat.
No one's here.
I know. When Dion Waiters scores 10 or more points, the Thunder are 28-3. That's 31 games. They have a 90% winning percentage. When he scores 9 or less points, they are 22-18. They only win 55% of their games, and that's 40 games that that's happened.
Dion is the barometer.
Yeah, and that's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
He's good enough. He's good enough to do that in the playoffs. We're going to win 90% of our playoff games.
But yeah, I think that is my reason for him, because there's no other player where his, like, he's so very variable. It could be all over the map with him. And those other guys, like, 8 minutes of bad Kyle Singler, I don't think is going to necessarily kill you game after game. But if you have, like, 25 minutes of bad Dion, that's
it's
going to
bad.
Kill you.
Yeah, it's going to be at least 25 minutes.
It's going
to
be.
Get less, so, yeah, he has to.
So, Andrew, who's yours?
Yeah,
who
I mean.
Has to show up?
Well, I don't think there's another answer. I think it's Dion, because you're right, he's going to play the most minutes, and he's got to show up. And he is, I mean, he's shooting 36% from three, and that's like a number that we looked at before the season. Like, if Dion can hit 36% from three, like, that's perfect. Like, that's great for him.
I feel like Foy's a big part of that, too, though, because they split so many minutes, and Foy's playing backup point guard, really. I mean, Durant is with that unit, but...
Yeah, I mean, Foy...
It's bad, and... I don't know. I'm not. I've said this for 4 weeks now. Like, I'm not in on the Foy as the point guard lineup.
He's not a point. He's not a point guard. Yeah.
Well, it's because when he is in, it's Durant running the point. Yeah. So it's like, why are you in right now? So
yeah.
Just to miss 3 pointers.
Yeah. I don't see the reason of playing Foy and Dion together. Like, those lineups, none of them work. None of them. No, like, they need to pick one.
I'm not I like Foy. Like, Foy had a good chunk of games where he was playing well, but it just doesn't make sense for me. And I felt like when the Thunder were really hitting that groove in the last few weeks, it was with Cam. And Cam doesn't need more than 10, 12 minutes or so. But to be able to run point guard with Kevin Durant at those times, I think is just a big deal. He moves a lot. And I know he's kind of erratic because he's a rookie. But I don't know. I just feel like Foy would be a big part of that as well.
Yeah. I would rather see Cam play than Randy Foy.
But so, I feel like kind of like the Reggie Jackson instead of Derek Fisher or the
He just has way more talent, and he's obviously going to be a bigger part of this team going forward than Randy. I mean, Randy Foy probably won't be on this team next year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, this playoff run, like, it's important, but, like, honestly, are they going? Like, they'll get to the Western Conference Finals, like, if they're lucky, right? And then they have to be, like, really, really lucky to get past the Golden State Warriors. Like, they're probably not going to do it. And so I'd just rather them develop campaign, let them get playoff minutes going into next season.
So do we all agree, minutes aside, of those, the list of those four players right there, that Deion's ceiling is the highest out of all of them, right?
Yeah, but he also maybe has the lowest floor of all of them, for too. Sure.
He's got an over 12 night waiting in the wings.
I agree.
Yeah.
Foy's floor is pretty low, too. But
yeah.
I'm going Deion, though. Deion is the answer. He plays the most minutes in this game.
So Luke's washer has the longest timer ring. Why does
it exist? It had a verse chorus, verse chorus, bridge chorus.
It's still going. I'll let you know. It's a great washer.
Hey, so it's funny that you said this. I know everybody's going to be listening to this in hindsight, but Roberson just hit a three-pointer that was gigantic to put the Thunder within reach of this game. And Waiters with the
I don't believe it.
He did. It was crazy. All right.
Let's move on to our Say What Stat of the Week.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
What?
I can't read lips, Jay.
Say what?
Stat of the week.
Alex already shared his. Andrew, nothing. Taylor, nothing. Dane, nothing. Looks like Luke.
I'll say this. We talked about this on a Vantage Pod earlier today, that the center with the highest points against per shot is Andre Drummond.
That makes me say what?
The worst. And people talk about him like he could be like a really great center going forward, and that he's good, but the gap that he has to become a great defensive center is so massive. People don't understand how big that gap is. Like, he's not Dwight Howard. He's not going to be him.
When did that change? Because the first half of the season he was pretty good defensively, right?
No, he has been bad all season.
He's been bad all season?
Yeah,
he had a reputation that he was good at.
He's got a reputation, but he's been bad all season as a defender. So, I mean, that definitely makes you say what? I mean, he has a higher points against per shot than Enes Kanter.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
That's bad.
What? Say what?
What?
Say what? Hey guys, it's me, Miffed and Peeved.
Miffed and Peeved.
Together, who's mad about stuff?
I'm going to go ahead and start off with a thankful and blessed.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
So,
very special.
Last week I shared about my Fitbit being on the fritz. Completely died. It completely died. And so I called Fitbit and I told them about it. And they're sending me a brand new one. It's arriving Saturday.
Did you mention the podcast? Like, listen, I trash you on our podcast.
I've been trashing you to several thousand Thunder fans.
Thankful and blessed.
Do you want to be Miffed and Peeved or thankful and blessed? Anyways,
that's a pretty clear choice.
Anyways, I'm getting a new Fitbit here in a couple days.
I'm miffed. Tomorrow is my least favorite day of the year.
Hold on, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day.
Why is that?
Because it sucks. Nothing that ever happens is funny.
Oh, you be getting punked?
Yeah, man. I'm probably gonna get punked. I'm gonna fall for it, and I'll be like, I hate the person that did this.
Luke, you know what? You know what so many people probably think about you? That you probably love that day.
Yeah, I know, and seriously. I hate it. That shows how I'm like an onion, man. Layers.
So layers. Many layers.
Layers.
So many
layers. You think you know? You got no idea.
Nah, you're like Funyuns, bro. Listen, I like April Fool's Day. I like April Fool's Day because I'm so afraid of getting punked on April Fool's Day that I just try to fool everyone as quickly and like elaborately as I can. Like just before they can do it to me.
You know what I haven't thought about in years? April Fool's Day.
Come on, dude.
I was going to say elf
Guys,
marriage.
You know how earlier I said that I hate April Fool's Day?
No!
I do hate it. It sucks balls.
Thank you for listening.
Wow, you actually fooled me because I thought you were going to say that you fooled me.
Thanks for listening to the Down to Dunk podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Down to Dunk podcast.
You can find us at dailythunder.com and downtodunk.com. Follow us on Twitter at DTDpodcast and ask us Twitter questions every Wednesday. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star iTunes review, and your review will be read on the next podcast. Thanks for listening.